Union Administration.
Randy Reinhart and Larry Wolf about a minute before the start of the second half. Hartley on top of Central Crossing, 35-0 stats from the first half, all Hartley, although Central Crossing made a dent. Total offense, 330 for the Hawks, 114 for Central Crossing, 42 plays to 31 in favor of the Hawks, 7.9 yards a play to 3.7, 316 rushing to 86 for the Comets, 14 passing for the Hawks, 28 for the Comets, 19-9. Hartley leads in first downs. They had 5 penalties for 50 yards, 2 for 10 for Central Crossing, and Crossing with 3 turnovers, none by the Hawks in the first 24 minutes of action. Dixon scored a couple touchdowns. He was the bookends, if you will, and Cone with 2 in the middle there, along with Blackman as well, too. Some massive drives, 11 plays, 75 yards, 12 for 82, 5 for 50, and then some short ones after turnovers, 2 for 19 and 3 for 21. Larry, what do you take away from that first half of action there?
Well, certainly Hartley was dominant. They're up front on both sides. They were dominant. And I think the worst part for Central Crossing is their quarterback will be out for the rest of this game.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a tough one, not just for this game, but for the rest of the season. We hope he's not injured.
So you know that he's not coming back?
Yep. I had some words from the folks in the press box here that he is on his way to get looked at. So
all right. So Cameron Peck will have to shoulder the responsibilities. And also, as you peer at the clock and you see 35-0 again, this game will now be played with a running clock per the OHSAA. With the point differential rule, the clock will be stopped after changes of possession at the end of periods and for timeouts. If the point differential should fall beneath 30 points, then normal clock operations will resume. So the Hawks will kick it off to start the second half, up by 35. And Mateo Agresti was a guy that was a little nervous in week number one, but he's seen a lot of action in week number two. One guy that you don't see much of, and in fact you haven't seen at all in the first half, is, since Jake Ruby's not playing, Thomas Mahan would be the punter, and he's been the Maytag man in the first half.
No reason to punt. Just go for it. I mean, what's the big deal?
And here we go to start the second half. Hartley to kick it off, going left to right, and quarter number three, week number two, underway on AM 820. Is that enough numbers for you? The return's going to start from the 6-yard line. Peaks has got a 10, up to the 15. Cuts it back to left, now back to the right, gets to the 20, up to the 23-yard line, and is stormed under right there.
That was Marquette. No, it was not Marquette Dixon. I thought it was 22. It was James Reese III, number 21, put a heavy hit.
He's a banger. He plays linebacker, and that guy can hit you pretty well, too, at 6'1 and 215. He's coming back. He's just a junior.
I think Hartley's scales break at 215. They just go to 215, and everybody weighs 215. I think they all just weigh 215.
It's interesting, too, how Brad Birchfield can find guys that can start as sophomores. He loves that consistency. Yep. And if you look in the offensive line or D-line, you never see all seniors. Nope. There's always a mix.
There's always some young buck in there who's cutting his teeth.
Trips to the bottom, to the top. The handoff off the right side. They're going to get the ball up to around the 23-yard line. They'll pick up about one on the play, and that's about it. Short gain. As we mentioned, Derek Williamson not out there to start the second half. As France on the carry there, and Cameron Peck, the sophomore, will shoulder the load, if you will, at 5'8 and 165. And, of course, Peck, a familiar name, because we mentioned that he also has a sibling, Matt Peck. There have been 4 Pecks that have gone through, so I guess that would be a pack of Pecks. So they keep it on the ground up to around the 25-yard line. So Mason was a linebacker 2 years ago, and, of course, we got Cameron, and we got Matt is 3 of the 4.
A pack of Pecks.
Mm-hmm. Pickle Peck carry. No.
No pickle Pecks. They have no pickles.
Yeah. France gets it to the 25-yard line.
There were some Dills that played here once.
Were there?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were talking about Aramos in the Hall of Fame. There were 12 consecutive years where there was an Aramo that was either a player or a trainer slash manager for the Hawks.
That is one of the great, great families.
Peck with a rocket arm and throws it too strong on a slant pattern. Pass falls incomplete. It'll be fourth down.
You know, I've always given shout-outs to the Heimos because there are 4,000 of them, but the Aramos are in that same Johnny and Joe and Mark and goodness gracious, Tony, they're all great players and great wrestlers and great football players and great people.
Isn't Tony Aramo an official too, or was he one?
Tony and John were both officials. John coached with me. Tony coached with me. They're just good human beings, good men.
Looking for Traversa on the slant pattern. It was incomplete, so a punting scenario now for the Comets and Mr. Carmichael.
Now, he is a fantastic punter, so we're going to get a treat here, I think. He's going to launch one about 40. I'm going to guess 42 yards on this punt.
He's getting some college looks for his kicking game. I like him as a place kicker even better. That one is high and not as deep. Going to hit around the 45-yard line of the Hawks and dribble inside the 40 and die at the 39-yard line. And the yardage, I'm sorry, Larry, is 36, but you did not go over, so you can make it to the Showcase Showdown.
And I also did not plan on that wind that was coming out of the northeast at 14 miles an hour. I saw him in the halftime kicking balls airborne more than 60 yards.
No crying in football, Larry. You know that.
There'll be no crying.
First and 10 from the 39-yard line.
What will I get, guys, for a kidney shot? I can give him one good kidney shot, drop him right here.
You'll get two microphones.
You can pick up the microphone.
Greg is ready. He's warming up in the bullpen.
That's right. Or Scott. They can fight over the mic.
The old left-hander, the young left-hander. First and 10 from the 39-yard line. I'm going to switch to the open screen here because I don't want to be near Larry anyway. 9:13 left to go, and now we'll crank that clock. The Hawks, again, glance to the sidelines to get the information.
Cody Kirkbride went out with an equipment problem. His helmet's getting fixed right now.
So we've got a sub in the offensive line?
It won't matter.
Okay.
They'll just plug another one in.
First and 10 from the 39-yard line for Collins and company. And again, how long do you keep the starters out in the second half? And off in stride, going from top to bottom. Manley's got it. Flag down. He's not, though, until he crosses midfield. Holding call perhaps on the Hawks.
Phillip Cole out here on the wing, the sophomore. He had his man blocked. He really didn't have to reach out, but you know, he's a sophomore and didn't have him blocked good enough.
And again, my personal entourage of referee Gabe Tomlin, umpire Jake Smith, linesman James Gamble, line judge Scott Duncan, and back judge of Jeremy Frick working the contest. We worked together last night. We'll be working with the Statler brothers in 2 weeks as well, too, so stay tuned for that. Move it back to the 30-yard line.
Try the veal. Be here all week.
That's right. The spot of the infraction, it's going to make it a 19-yard situation that they need to gain on a first down play here with 8:06.
And suddenly the wind has really kicked up out of the west now. It's changed complete directions.
You want to talk about time evaporating rapidly now with that continuous clock. We're down to 7:55 left to go.
And Hartley's letting the clock go. They're not going to snap the ball until the back judge puts his hand up for 5 seconds left. There we go.
And he puts it up there. Collins under center. Cole in motion, bottom to top. Toss sweep and whistle and a flag. Did we have a false start? Yes, we did. So march it back five more. They'll need 24 yards now.
This is always what drives you crazy as a head coach. The game is 35-0, and you can't get out of your own way. Just snap the ball, run the play, and let good things happen.
But again, it gives you something to coach him up on the next week.
There's always something to coach him up on. You never play as well as it looks on Friday night. You never play as poorly as it looks on
Friday
night.
So historically, after a game like this, did you come in a good mood with the team, or did you scowl and try to pretend that you weren't happy with their performance?
Nah, kids are pretty smart. They know better than, you know, when you beat a team this soundly. But there are always things to coach.
They need 24 from the 25 on the delay. They look for a gap with Culver. And we don't see him running between the tackles that much. And somebody diving in on that pile at the very end as Culver gets across the 30. Cameron will pick up about 6 on the play. So it'll be a second down. And they're going to mark him officially at the 30-yard line. So call it a gain of 5. It'll be second and 19 from there.
The one thing you'll scour the film for are plays when players aren't giving 100%. It's difficult to play every play at 100%. But you'll find one. And you'll point that one out, and that'll be a lesson for everybody.
Second down and 19 now with 6:25 left to go. Two to the top, one to the bottom. Backs offset in the backfield. Collins again. He's milking as much clock as he can. Toss sweep. It goes to Culver. Nothing to the left. Wants to go back to the right. Little spin move and brought down. Nice little play in the backfield there by Ramses Redmond, who makes the hit.
He did a nice job of closing it from the weak side. He followed the play, and he never got deeper than the ball carrier. And the rule on that is if you're on the backside, you want to make sure that you stay parallel to the line of scrimmage and close it down and don't get too deep so you can cut back. And he didn't, and he was right there when the cutback happened.
We're more than halfway through the third quarter now with 5:48 left to go. 35-0 Hawks on top. And looking for more, although they have a third down and long situation here with the ball back of the 27-yard line. I'm going to call it third and 22.
You might get to see your punter.
Collins sees the arm in the air by the back judge on the counter play. Culver again. Culver trying to get a taste of what life is like between the tackles, and I think he likes the jet sweep a lot better. Yeah, gets it up to the 30-yard line.
I'm guessing the last thing Cameron wants to do is run it inside if the offensive line doesn't block it well. And they did not block that series very well on the offensive line.
So a punting situation for the Hawks.
The wind is blowing directly across the field now. It's going west to east, and it's blowing right across the middle of the field here. So this will be an interesting, I don't know what's going to happen with this punt. It's probably going to end up on the Hartley sideline.
Thomas Mahan, the 5'8 sophomore, to punt, little rugby style, and high hanging punt. Traversa wants to hunt it down. He's going to call for the fair catch and make it inside the 32-yard line, and that's where the Comets will take over. 4:47 left to go third quarter after that 39-yard punt. Not bad for the sophomore.
Huh?
He punted on the JV last year, and Thomas also starting shortstop last year on the baseball team as a freshman.
Good thing he's not very talented. Kicks it, throws it, catches it.
You were a multi-sport athlete, too, were you not?
I was bad in everything, absolutely.
You were consistent.
I was adverb All-American. Too small, too slow, too weak, and too pitiful.
The Bob Uecker of high school sports.
But seriously.
No, what did you play, honestly?
I played basketball and baseball for all 4 years. I played football for 1 year and just got the living daylights beat out of me. When I graduated at 5'5", 117 pounds, I figured football probably wasn't in my future. So.
Upchurch in the backfield now. Two backs in there, and the handoff goes to number 32, and that is Antonio Roberts, who saw some time last week and gets it across the 30-yard line.
And big Ethan Amaya lost his hat, and he's got to come out for a play for Hartley. So he's being replaced now, and it's a chance for us to get Patrick Gilliland in the game.
Now, those two guys have been alternating.
Mm-hmm.
Might see some Walter Carricker reports over, too, who's the younger brother of Vince, who played last year. What do they call him? The pop machine?
Absolutely. He was a pop machine. Refrigerator or something.
Second down. They're going to hand it off the right side. Ugh. Nothing there that time for Roberts. Tried to turn the corner and got waylaid on the play by Jordan Smith, who already has a fumble recovery in this contest.
He smurfed him. He just literally engulfed him. He just grabbed him and just...
The little blue guy went down, huh?
Wow. The schmoif went down.
Thank you, Papa Wolf. On a third down play now. Mark the ball at the 29-yard line. Third down. They need about 13. Peck straight back to throw. Looks right, looks left. Guns it downfield. Slings it and trying to adjust to the football. They're looking for the flag, and the back judge couldn't find it right away and tosses the flag. Pass was intended for Jordan Pilkington, and our back judge, Jeremy Frick, was looking for the flag, and he reached on his left side, and it wasn't there, and then reached over and found the flag and finally threw it at the 40-yard line.
Braylon Mitchell really played through the receiver there. He didn't look back for the ball. Not that he has to do that in high school, but he actually put his hands on the receiver. Easy call for the official. He just couldn't find the flag. Should have thrown his hat.
Seeing some new faces out there for the Hawks right now.
It's a good time.
Seeing some two-way players, too. You see, Boffman is out there, too.
With Hartley's schedule, you know you're going to get dinged up. Players aren't going to go through the schedule unfazed. And so it's a good chance to get these young kids a chance to play.
Maciejewski is in there as well, too. Looks like Amok was out there as a DB as well. They'll keep it on the ground and get it across the 44-yard line. Ugh, ridden down. That went laterally about 5 yards before got whipped down right there.
Well, and that was Alexander Blackman, number 30 for the Hawks, and he's 5'11", 215. And our big defensive end, Jordan Smith, and he's 5'11", 250. That's 465 if my math is right.
Hartley now 8 penalties for 80 yards in this contest. 2:07 left to go.
There's a coaching point for tomorrow morning film session.
Second and 9 from the 45. 2 minute left in quarter number 3. Going to keep it on the ground. Big gap right up the middle inside the 40. Upchurch down to the 35 and fights down to the 32-yard line. Nice run that time by Makai Upchurch, 5'8 and 190. And he's got enough for a Comet first down.
And Randy Huser came up from the secondary, and he's 6'1 and 150. And he hit that running back and got tamale'd. He just got run over. Very good job running the football.
Upchurch had one carry last week for 8 yards, and that time picks up 23 on one play. He'll keep it on the ground again. He'll look for an opening. Gets to the 30-yard line, taking it off the left side. That's it. Boffman helping to make the hit. Good to see some playing time for Jack Boffman, a guy that's 6'2", 210, and a senior. Baseball player, great athlete, honor student.
Other than that, he's got nothing going for him. Huh? Probably a prom king.
All CCL.
Sure, whatever. Why not? State senator. No?
No.
Future state senator.
Paid for by Larry Wolf, treasurer. 1 minute left to go, third quarter. 35-0, Hawks up. Robertson motion, bottom to top, three to that side. Upchurch, right up the gut, now bounces to the right side. Uh-oh, Smith says, you're staying here. Mr. Smith goes to the west side, and he just nailed him as he tried to take it around the right side, and there's absolutely nothing there as we're approaching 45 seconds left in the third quarter.
Jordan Smith's had a great game at defense end. He's just made play after play after play. This defensive front for Hartley is stout, very stout. And they have athletes behind him. The five linebackers can all run.
Peck comes to the sidelines to get the information. Kyle Kaiser and Vinny Williamson are the co-offensive coordinators this season. Chuck, of course, Vinny's dad, and Derek's dad now, the head football coach, Washington Courthouse. 15 seconds left to go on a third down and nine. Almost had motion up front. Peck lost the handle. No flag down the plate. Peck looking long and throws it up for grabs. There is contact big time in the end zone. And the pass falls incomplete. Pilkington was going for the football, but that looked more like somebody screening somebody away from the ball in basketball. And that'll end the third quarter. Rapidly played with the continuous clock after three. 35-0 Hawks on top. Fourth quarter coming up on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.
Because your heart is what really makes your world go round. And because you have touched the hearts of others in ways no one else can. At Mount Carmel, you are the reason we are constantly adopting new heart care treatments. Why we've assembled the best in the treatment of heart and vascular disease. And why we provide specially trained clinicians for the most serious heart patients. So you can receive the special care you need every step of the way. Through your hospital treatment and after you return home. So you can get back to the life you love. At Mount Carmel, you'll receive the best heart care from a dedicated team that's always focused on you. Because there's no one else like you, and no other heart quite like yours. Mount Carmel, because of you. Learn more about our patient-centered care at mountcarmelhealth.com.
Hey guys, good news. Waterston has scored their first touchdown of the year. Bad news, they trail Olentangy Orange 28-13.
Oh, you little tease, you, Ryan. 335 yards total offense for the Hawks, 139 for Central Crossing. 321 rushing for the Hawks, 14 passing. 35-0 as we start the fourth quarter of action. And it's a fourth down play now. Fourth and nine for the 31. And we have whistles and we have flags before we start things. And the false start will march it back five and make it more difficult for Central Crossing. Don't forget, Larry and I will pick our Martin J. Mitchell Insurance Good Hands Player of the Game at the end of this contest. Martin's a former linebacker and understands how being in the right place at the right time is essential. Let him make sure you're ready for any emergency. They have two locations, including 3816 Fisher Boulevard in Hilliard, 614-529-4259. Martin J. Mitchell brings you the Good Hands Player of the Game. Fourth down and 14 now. Peck rolling right, pressure on, and Blackman's got him. Whips him down back to the 45 of the Comets, and the Hawks will get the football.
Nick Cohn came off the backside. Blackman came off the front side, and they put the sandwich on that. It was a rollout to the right, and he just had nobody open and nowhere to go throw the ball.
So the Hawks will take over an offense, and is this a time now where perhaps you clear the bench? Nope, Collins still out there.
You know, the thing is, it's early in the year, and you do have to get kids some playing time.
You're right.
But, you know, and your starters have to go, and your starting quarterback here is not your regular starting quarterback, but Connor Collins deserves to have good people around him so he can get some good reps.
I'm sorry, I won't ask again.
Nick Onick is in the backfield, though.
First and 10 from the 45. Culver's still back there as well, too. Culver in motion, bottom to top.
Jet sweep.
He's going to take it around the right side on that jet sweep across midfield. 45-40. He's got to see him. 30. Down the sidelines. Cameron is gone.
A fantastic block by Jaden Manley.
55 yards for Culver on the touchdown, and then it was 41-0.
Jaden Manley kicked out the corner, and I mean, it was a fantastic block. Sent him down the sideline, untouched. That was too easy.
How big is this for a guy that's battled through a shoulder injury and also an ACL to come back now in his senior year and make a statement?
That's outstanding. He didn't run like he was hurt, I'll tell you that right now. He's got some motor. And, you know, Cole, little number three, Philip Cole, sophomore, has had a couple penalties tonight. He can fly. It's a shame they don't have more speed.
Agresti to go 6 of 6 on extra points. Snap. Plenty of leg. It's up. 42-0 Hawks will pause for 30 on the CCL Game of the Week on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.
Ohio Dominican University is Central Ohio's only Catholic university with an education that stretches your mind and strengthens your Catholic faith.
U.S. News and World Report calls ODU a top-tier Midwest university.
High-achieving students will want to explore our honors program or early admission programs to med school or physician assistant studies.
And some of our master's programs, including our MBA, are available with just one extra year of study.
Connect your passion with God's purpose for your life.
Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
Nathan Barco has two touchdown passes, and Reynoldsburg leads St. Charles 17-0 late in the third quarter. Hey, just a reminder, get all the area scores with myself and Lee Cochran immediately following the game. It's the AMA 20 Scoreboard Show presented by This Week Sports. Go ahead and tweet your scores at us at AMA 20 Scoreboard.
What a pairing they are, too. The guru with the great hair, and then Ryan with all the knowledge. Who's looking for more hair?
Which one is which? Which one is which?
Well, Ryan's taller, I'd say.
Oh,
in heels. He's the taller one on the radio. Look for that. Hartley with a score. Culver, 55 yards. One play. Agresti with the PAT took 19 seconds off the clock. And then it was 42-0. Again, playing with that continuous clock, with the lead being 30 points or more. And Agresti to boot it. This time right to left with the Hawks up by 42 points. Deep man standing back at the 10-yard line. And there's the kick. And it's going to hit inside the 20-yard line, be scooped up by an up man who gets it up to the 20, the 25, and to the 27-yard line before the hit is made onto play by Josiah Rawls. Makes the hit on special teams, so give it back now to Central Crossing. I assume you have to stay with Peck at quarterback here, too, do you not?
Absolutely.
Give him some reps?
Yeah, sure, because you don't know how serious the injury is to Mr. Williamson. So he may be your quarterback for the next week. You don't know. You don't want to speculate. But if that is in fact the case, he has to be your quarterback. He has to get as many reps as possible.
And you look at that schedule, as we mentioned, for Central Crossing, and it's no easy picnic. Yeah. At Grove City, at Reynoldsburg, at Groveport, then Hilliard, Davison, Kaufman, Westland, UA, and Marysville.
Piece of cake.
First and 10 from the 26-yard line. Three wide to the bottom. Little shovel this time coming from top to bottom, trying to find a gap. And they do, out across the 30. Sidesteps two defenders across the 40. Up to midfield. And the race is on now for Tyrese Kelso. Kelso down the sidelines. 25, 20, 15, 10. And knocked down inside the 2 at the 1-yard line. Kelso waiting for one more block. Goes 73 yards. And I've got him down inside the 1. And that's a forward pass and 73 yards to the 1-yard line. Remember, in high school football, there's no such thing as a lateral. There's a forward pass. There's a backward pass. And the ball is down to the 1. When a guy gets inside the 5, Larry, you got to say, you got to make it the distance. And Kelso waiting for one more block and brought down at the 1.
I think it was Andy Peaks who was out in front. It was either Andy Peaks or Ryan Traversa who was out in front and blocked all the way down the field. Just a great job blocking.
And they'll hand it off the right side. They'll lose a yard. Plus, there's a flag on the play.
I hope that's not a holding call.
I got news for you. It's either holding or a chop block. It's a chop block.
Ugh.
I saw the motion early on by the offensive lineman, and then I saw the flag right after that. So Gabe comes our way, and Mr. Tomlin says chop block is the call against the Comets.
The only reason I say I hate to see that is they busted their hump to get all the way down. It was a great run, great blocking, great execution. You get to the 1-yard line, he gets knocked down by a miracle tackle, and on first down you get a chop block.
Well, and the thing is, we thought that Kelso would be more of a factor, but he was ill a little bit at the beginning of the week, so it didn't play early in this contest. He had 10 carries last week for 68 yards. Marked the ball back past the 15-yard line to the 16. First and goal from there. 8 minutes left to go in this contest. Around the right side, a little bit of a gap, and dancing and squirming and swirling around. And they're going to get maybe about 2 yards on the play as Upchurch found a seam to the right, Larry, but then he kind of got happy feet, and it probably cost him.
Well, one of the things you have trouble with when you're playing against a great team like Hartley is you want to make every big play. And the problem is a 3-yard gain is a great play. Just make a 3-yard gain and get your nose up in there and get 3 or 4 yards, because when you try to make a 15 or 20 yard gain, you lose one or you get zero, and they basically got a 1-yard gain there.
Upchurch remains in the backfield next to Peck at quarterback, just to his right, trips to the bottom. One wide out to the top now in this set, and Peck rolling to his right, looking, gunning downfield. Pass is incomplete. In and out of the breadbasket as he turned towards the goal line. The wideout lost the handle on the football and lost the chance for the touchdown.
I think he made the catch, but the Hartley defender reached back in at the last second and just grabbed the finger, grabbed the hand at the last second. I think he made the catch, and just the defender would not let it happen. And just a great play. He still should have caught it if you're the receiver.
It was
coach.
Oh, and last Laxo. I wanted to make sure it was Laxo, and he's going to go wide to the bottom along with Upchurch, too, and now Traversa. So three wide to the bottom, two to the top now for Peck, who goes back to throw, guns it across the middle. Pass is caught and dropped and then fumbled it and fell on it inside the five at the three. You notice Peck has got kind of that Phil Reagan kind of submarine, almost sidearm delivery with the football at times.
Yep. But he delivered that right on target. I don't know why they stopped the clock there, because there's no first down. It's fourth down and four now.
Fourth down and goal from the four with 6:10 left to go in quarter number four. To wide to either side, Upchurch in the backfield now readjusts to the left of Peck on his fourth down play. Hawks would love to preserve the shutout. Let's see if they come on a blitz here. Watch the middle and watch the outside.
It's a good time for an all slant and throw the ball right in the hole here.
Hawks are coming right at the middle on the blitz. Peck will keep off the left side. Does he find the goal line? Touchdown, Comets, with 5:41 left to go. And then it was 42-6.
Nice job by our quarterback, Cameron Peck. It was a zone read. He faked the handoff, took it over the left side, just stretched out far enough to get it into the end zone. Young kid trying to play quarterback. He's the backup. But he did a nice job on that drive.
So the Comets score on the second team Hawk defense and makes it 42-6, still a margin of more than 30 points. Extra point time. There's the snap, the kick. It is up by Carmichael. It's good. 42-7, 5:41 left in this game. We'll pause right here on the CCL Game of the Week, brought to you by St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Malik & Malik, a family-owned law firm that provides quality and compassionate legal representation in the Columbus, Ohio region for people who have suffered injuries and deserve proper compensation. Our Columbus, Ohio attorneys are dedicated to helping you recover your rightful compensation for job-related and worker compensation injuries, as well as injuries resulting from car and truck accidents, dog bite claims, and more. Visit us at maliklawfirm.com.
DeSales backup Vince Thompson has scored a touchdown, and the Stallions lead Clarkson North 49-12 late in the game. And Reynoldsburg has scored again. It is now 24-0 over Central Crossing, or St. Charles, excuse me. Back to Central Crossing now.
Where the Comets have scored, Ryan. 42-7, 5:41 left to go. That was a five-play, 74-yard drive. Took 4:19 off the clock. Peck, 4 yards out. Carmichael with a PAT. Margin is 35. Do you onside kick it here?
No, you just kick it deep. But the key play in that drive was Therese Kelso's big run and a great block down there by Ryan Traversa. I mean, it was just an outstanding play by Central Crossing. And good for them.
Hartley's going to pull the second line up, though, just in case. Here's the boot by Carmichael. And he will kick it deep. And the return is going to start from the 5 up across the 10, 15. On the far side of the field to the 20, up to the 23-yard line. So a return about 18 yards for the Hawks. And 5:25 left to go. The Hawks will take over on offense. And we'll see who comes out this time. I think we're going to see some new faces now.
Oh, yeah. Ben Dankow looks like he's going to go in at quarterback here, number 11. This is a great chance for these younger kids to get a chance to play. Because with their schedule, you never know how many chances you're going to get.
And the Hawks having to play six on the road. Actually, I think it might be Anthony Carfagna at quarterback. He's going to be one of the deep backs in Denka.
I think you're right.
From the eye. Slightly offset, as they like to do. The up man gets the handoff instead. They'll get it to the 24-yard line. That's it on that play. Carfagna goes 5'10", 165, and is a junior.
This is going to be about a two-minute drive. You're going to get three plays or so and about 30 seconds off each time, and with the time in between.
Carry that time. Picked up one. Blackman gets it to check that, not Blackman. It was number 28, Mahan, the punter, who gets a gain of one to the 24-yard line. Second down and nine. Keep it on the ground this time. Dankow gets it up to the 25, so he'll pick up one more. It'll be third down and nine. 4.5 left to go before you leave me. And when you leave me now, you'll take away the biggest part of me, by the way. We have to pick our Mark J. Mitchell Insurance hands of the game there. Who has our good hands in this contest?
Well, I don't think there's any question. It's got to be Marquette Dixon. He's rushed for 8 billion yards and a couple touchdowns, and he's just been outstanding.
I like when you're exact like that.
I try to be accurate.
I'm going to call this play from over your shoulder as I lean on you, sir. Third down and 8 from the 25-yard line.
I think it's a run.
If not, you've got a scoop. 4 minutes left to go.
Jet sweep.
And they'll take it from left to right around the corner. That time it is Braylon Mitchell on the carry. And Mitchell with the gain out across the 30-yard line with 3:45 left to go in this contest. And it'll be enough for the Hawks to advance the sticks and get a first down at the 34-yard line. 3.5 left to go in this contest. Larry getting ready to saddle up and head downstairs to talk to Brad Birchfield, the head coach of the Hawks, in the post-game show, and take his award down with him as well, too. First and 10, Hawks from the 34-yard line. Carfagno waiting for the back judge to lift his hand, and now we've got a whistle and a timeout taken. By whom? An official's timeout. Now they're going to call encroachment on the defense. We had one of the Comets lined up in the neutral zone. So with that being said, we'll march it off 5. But we didn't march it off 5. All right. They signaled encroachment and didn't move the ball. They changed their mind. First and 10 from the 34-yard line. 2:53 left to go. There are 7 in the box. Now make it 8 in the box for the Comets now. They're bluffing a blitz. Let's see if they actually come. Carfagno and company with the backs offset. On the delay, he wanted to hand off the ball, but the ball carry went to an opposite side, so that time just a keeper by Carfagno. And he'll lose a couple on the play back to the 32-yard line. It'll be second down and long from there. Second down and just about a dozen. 2:22 left to go. You know, Red Barber, the famed announcer, once taught me a little trick that you have an egg timer, and how often you tell the score, you turn it over, and every time the sands go through, then you give the score. When you have a continuous clock, that's impossible, so you have to tell it about every 2 or 3 plays. Hawks up 42-7 as we approach 2 minutes left to go in this contest. Carfagno resets the backfield with the backs offset again. Toss sweep, far side. This is Cole, the sophomore we talked about. Quicks to the outside indeed. So he got across the 35 to the 36-yard line. And we're down to 1:48 left to go in this contest. Bishop Hartley to go to 1-1 on the season at Central Crossing. Rough start to their campaign, but think about that. They played Pickerington North and then Hartley in back-to-back weeks. They'll fall to 0-2. Mark the ball out to the 36-yard line. It'll be third down and 8 from there. 90 seconds left in this game. So we will play 2 quarters and less time than it took us to play 1 quarter in the first half. From the gun, Carfagno will keep, take it around the right side. Sidesteps one defender, but then just fights to only get back to the line of scrimmage. That'll set up a fourth down situation now with 1:08 left to go in this contest. And we have one of the members of the Comets losing a helmet. And that'll be Riley McGraw, so he will check out of this contest. Fourth down play. Let's see what the Hawks opt to do. Fourth down. Do you run one more play here? Because you got to think Central Crossing's not going to try to do anything to put another score on the board down by 35 in the waning moments of this contest. Larry Wolf has already made his way down onto the field after signing about 40 or 50 autographs. So fourth and 8 from the 36-yard line. The Hawks just waiting and waiting. Let's see if they opt to burn a timeout here on this fourth down play. Back judge puts up his hand for 5 seconds. Or maybe they'll take the 5-yard penalty for delay of game. And they will. So delay of game is the call against the Hawks. Marching back 5. Clock continues to run under 15 seconds. And Bishop Hartley can call it a contest now. And the handshaking will begin. And Bishop Hartley will even their record at 1-1 on the campaign as they blow by the Comets. 42-7. The final in this one is Bishop Hartley gets the win. All this before they head to Marion Franklin next week. And again, for Central Crossing, their next contest is at Grove City next Friday night. 42-7, the final score. Don't forget, after our game, stick around for the AMA 20 scoreboard show presented by ThisWeekSports.com. Ryan Baker and Lee Cochran bring you the scores and highlights from the OCC, the City League, the CCL, the Licking County League, and the Mid-State League. That's the AMA 20 scoreboard show coming up in mere moments here on AMA 20 and StGabrielRadio.com. We'll take a break. When we come back, Larry Wolf will talk to the head coach, Brad Birchfield, of the Hawks, right here at the CCL Game of the Week, presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.
Do you have a child in college? Education First Credit Union offers a private student loan solution with your financial best interest in mind. Our private student loan features zero loan fees, low interest rates, the option to defer all payments while in school, no prepayment penalty, and the convenience of a line of credit. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Ohio Dominican University is Central Ohio's only Catholic university with an education that stretches your mind and strengthens your Catholic faith.
U.S. News and World Report calls ODU a top-tier Midwest university.
High-achieving students will want to explore our honors program or early admission programs to med school or physician assistant studies.
And some of our master's programs, including our MBA, are available with just one extra year of study.
Connect your passion with God's purpose for your life.
Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
Bob Boyd Auto Family is proud to bring you the Catholic High School Game of the Week on St. Gabriel Radio. This is Bobby Dawes inviting you to visit any of our fine dealerships for all of your sales and service needs. We have Ford, Mazda, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram in Lancaster, Ohio. Visit our Fiat studio on Scarborough Boulevard at 70 Embrace Road and test drive the Fiat 500 or the all-new four-door Fiat 500L. If it's true luxury you're after, visit Bob Boyd Lincoln at Sawmill and 270. Shop 24/7 at BobBoyd.com. Good people, great deals.
And welcome back to Central Crossing. Hartley gets the victory 42-7 tonight. The Hawks now 1-1 on the campaign. Larry Wolf standing by with the head coach of Bishop Hartley, Brad Birchfield.
Down here with the victorious coach, Brad Birchfield, getting their first win of the year for the Hartley Hawks after a devastating loss last week. A dominating performance on both sides of the ball by the Hawks.
Yeah, we're really happy. It's a lot different feeling this week than it is last week. And, really excited. All three phases played really well. So when you have that kind of game, you're happy.
Up front, on both sides of the ball, you were dominant in the trenches. Your running backs ran hard. You didn't turn the ball over, I don't believe. Outstanding game for the Hawks.
Yeah, I mean, we wanted to get better from week one to week two. We really had a great week of practice. And I'll tell you, as the coaches were all shucks after week one, but the kids really weren't. They've obviously been down these roads before and came back with a great vengeance. And it's exciting to have one of these.
We're standing down here with the Martin J. Mitchell Good Hands recipient of the game, Marquette Dixon, on a great night. Couple touchdowns, a couple hundred yards rushing. Outstanding game tonight, young man. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Brad, any final thoughts, Brad?
No, it feels a lot better this week than last week.
Absolutely.
We'll take these.
We'll throw it back up to you, Randy. A dominating performance by the Hawks, 42-7.
Thank you, Larry, and thank you, Brad, and thank you, Marquette, as well, too. Marquette Dixon officially 19 carries, 169 yards, two touchdowns in this contest. Cameron Culver had eight carries for 127 yards, and he also scored a touchdown on that 55-yard run. And we also had Alexander Blackman getting some playing time. He had five carries for 42 yards in this contest. Also had an interception, too. He had a touchdown. Cohn, seven carries, 32 yards, and two short touchdowns as well, too. So the Hawks get the victory now. They are 1-1. 42-7 is the final tally in this one. They dominated. We have the continuous clock in the second half. We'll take a break. When we come back, we will wrap it up from here. And don't forget, just around the corner, it's the scoreboard show, and Ryan and Lee have all the scores. To get the most up-to-date scores and complete scores from the OCC City League, CCL, Licking County League, and the Mid-State League, you can always go to the new AMA20scoreboard.com website or follow us on Twitter at AMA20scoreboard. 42-7 Hawks win. Back one final time from Central Crossing in just a moment. This is the CCL Game of the Week presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA20.
College scholarships are available from Education First Credit Union. With the fast rising cost of college tuition, free money is as important as ever. Education First has awarded over $140,000 in scholarships to deserving students. To learn more about Education First Credit Union or to request a scholarship application, contact us today. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Because your heart is what really makes your world go round. And because you have touched the hearts of others in ways no one else can. At Mount Carmel, you are the reason we are constantly adopting new heart care treatments. Why we've assembled the best in the treatment of heart and vascular disease. And why we provide specially trained clinicians for the most serious heart patients. So you can receive the special care you need every step of the way. Through your hospital treatment and after you return home. So you can get back to the life you love. At Mount Carmel, you'll receive the best heart care from a dedicated team that's always focused on you. Because there's no one else like you, and no other heart quite like yours. Mount Carmel, because of you. Learn more about our patient-centered care at mountcarmelhealth.com.
Welcome back one final time to Central Crossing High School's Bishop Hartley gets the victory here, 42-7 over the Comets. Final stats, and I've been lobbying Scott Rex for 1 yard. He won't give it to me. Hartley had 399 yards of total offense. 399.
We'll check the film.
All right. Remember that? D.C. Cale did that when Byers was at 99 yards for a game, and he went over and over the tapes and found an extra yard to keep the streak alive. So anyway, 399 to 220. The Hawks rushed for 385 with that pass for 14. Central Crossing 109 to 111. Rushing to passing mix for them. 21 first downs to 12. 9 penalties for 85 yards for the Hawks, 4 for 30 for Central Crossing, 3 turnovers all committed by Central Crossing in this contest. Hawks led 35-0 at halftime. Really, Larry, and never looked back after that.
No, they played a lot of their young kids in the second half, and that's what they should have done. They had, I think their starters were out there for maybe one and a half series. That's what you have to do in a game like this, and get your young kids some playing time, and everybody's happy on Monday, and you go back to work.
Peck was 2 of 6 passing for 111 yards off the bench for Central Crossing for the Comets. He also had the 4-yard touchdown run. Williamson was 5 of 11 passing for 28 yards, 9 carries for 57. We'll have to find out the extent of that injury for Derrick Williamson. Also remember, too, that Troy Speakman got hurt in this contest, too, and once he went out, he never came back in this contest. I didn't get the numbers on Connor Collins. I know he threw it a couple times in this contest, too. We'll check that out. How do you assess his performance tonight?
He did exactly what he had to do. He managed the game. I hate when you say that, kind of like he didn't play, he just showed up. But he actually did all the things he had to do. He had one mistake on a snap ball. He fumbled. But when you're the backup quarterback, and that's all you can point to is one fumble, snap, that's pretty good.
And when you're 6'6 and the ball's only 3 feet behind you, it's a little easier to corral it as well, too.
I think so.
He was 1 of 4 passing, by the way, Connor was tonight in this contest for 14 yards. Hartley with 14 in the first quarter, 21 in the second, then each team with a touchdown and an extra point in the fourth, and that's the way it ends. 42-7, Dixon. The 1 yard run, Cone 1 yard run, then another one for Cone, Blackman from 12 yards out, Dixon from 10 yards out, Culver 55 yards, and then Peck finished the scoring as the Comets finally dented the scoreboard. Final thoughts, Larry, after this victory in week number 2 for the Hawks.
Well, Hartley looks like the team that is destined back to the playoffs again. I mean, they just look dominant on both sides of the ball. If they stay healthy, they've obviously got a couple big games coming up with Marion Franklin, and then the real big one with the Sales. Of course, they're all big ones, but that one will be a real big one. That'll be a grudge match.
Next week, we'll head to Bradley for Reedy and Cincinnati Hills Christian Academy, coached by the former New Albany head coach, Mark Mueller.
Wow.
Should be a lot of fun next Friday. Sir, it's been an honor. I will talk to you again in a week.
I'll see you in a week. Go Buckeyes.
Thank you for listening, and go Buckeyes against BG on Saturday. We appreciate you listening and supporting our patrons and sponsors every single week, allowing us to do high school football games here from the Central Catholic League. Our final score one more time, 42-7. Hawks get the victory over the Comets. Good night, and God bless.
You have been listening to the CCL Football Game of the Week. The CCL Football Game of the Week has been brought to you by the Mount Carmel Foundation. Your play-by-play announcer tonight was Randy Reinhart, along with color analyst Larry Wolf. Join us again next week as Reedy takes on Cincinnati Hills Christian Academy at Hilliard Bradley. The coverage beginning at 6 p.m. with the Catholic High School Football Preview Show. Get all the area scores with the AM 820 Scoreboard Show next.
Bob Boyd Auto Family is proud to bring you the